Hello, Mike. Hello, it's Local Splash calling regarding your cancellation request. Is this Mike? Hello? Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
They're still calling. They're just calling.
Oh, hi. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Sorry, my son was on the phone.
He answered. I heard a little one, but I thought the little one was in the background. That's so funny.
No.
So I was actually following up with you, Mike. This is Tina from Local Splash, and
yeah.
I noticed that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts, and you're wanting to cancel?
Well, I'm not really impressed with what's been done, which is nothing. You know, I paid for it, I'm not on the internet. I look myself up, and the only thing that comes up is my old phone number. I feel like almost like I've been kind of taken advantage of a little bit. So
I see.
Yeah,
so one thing I want to explain to you is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, it does state that the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. So I always tell people, yes, of course you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So in the short time that you've been with us, Mike, we've already submitted your business to Google and Bing, 48 directories, including Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Manta, and we've purchased the domain and built your website. Have you seen the site that we built for you by chance?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. You haven't seen it. Okay, I'm going to text it to you right now just so that you can see it. Because the site obviously is already up and running. The Google listing, it does take a little bit of time to get that verified and optimized. So what I can do for you is, number one, if you want to cancel the program, I can absolutely do it. I want to respect your wishes. But what I'm thinking is, since you already paid the $398, I could also push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that, Mike, would give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients, right? That way you can see the magnitude.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point, 100%.
Yeah.
That way you can see what this is going to do for your business. And come, let's see, with the extra 2 weeks, you'd be paid.
So I did. Go ahead.
Okay. You'd be paid in full all the way till November 10th. So I'm confident that you'll see such an impact that you're going to want to keep it going after that. But if not, keep in mind you're still on a month-to-month subscription.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, why don't you do that? And I'll just keep my fingers crossed, and we'll keep it going. I don't want to get further down the line and spend more money and still not have anything going on, you know?
Right. That's why I want to apply that extra 2 weeks for you, because if it takes up to 45 days, that'll take you to the 6 week mark. I know you're going to see activity even faster than that, but that way you get the full 6 weeks of service before you're billed again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. I did look up the website, you know, thinking that, you know, and something did come up, but when I signed up, my agreement was that it was gonna be my phone number on the website. And my phone number is nowhere on that website.
Oh, okay. So I think what happened was during the client interview, they offered a tracking number, and that typically is $300 extra, but somehow or another they offered it for you as a little bell or whistle. You don't have to have that. If you want, I can tell them to take that off and just promote your number outright.
That's what I wanted.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll fix that. We can get that fixed today. That's no problem.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want to promote a number that isn't theirs, because if I ever decide to stop, the only number they ever had was the wrong goddamn number. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, if you ever decide to stop, just tell, you know, us to update it before. But the purpose of having it is twofold. Number one is it prevents spam callers, because a lot of the spam callers are computer generated. And there's a press 1, press 2 option on your number. You know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're existing, press 2. Both of those options will funnel over to your phone number. But that way, if it's a spam call and it's computer generated, those will fall off. And when you're connected, it would be an actual person on the other line. But like I said, if you're not comfortable with it, you definitely don't have to have it. So I'll have them
do
that today.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay.
I am getting spam calls like crazy though. People are like, "Oh, we got your." They're acting like they're you, and then they're saying, "Oh, we got your website." Get back in the cart, dude. Sorry.
I have a question. Are you using anything else rather than our service, like a Home Advisor or an Angie Leads or anything?
Yeah.
I'm using
Angie Leads. Yeah.
Okay. Reason I ask is that a lot of people will use those directories as a lead source. So, for instance, you can go into Angie Leads and put Trees Services in Washington and get pages and pages of leads. And oftentimes those companies, if they connect to you and they find out that you're working with Local Splash, they'll try to perceive that they're associated with us. When they're not.
Oh.
So what I would do...
It wasn't Angie Leads, though. They had no idea that I was with them. They were using you. They referenced you.
If they were using us, they would have called through the tracking number, right? Which they didn't. They called your direct line, which is the one that's promoted on Angie Leads. So that's what I'm saying. People can go to Angie Leads and put Tree Services in Washington, and then they can get your direct phone number, and they can call you and perceive that they're associated with us. So what I would do, Mike, in your situation is anytime anyone calls you and it's having to do with anything regarding your Google listing, just tell them, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to her. They're not going to call me because more than likely they're a spam call, but that way you defer those types of calls away from you and you don't have to worry about it, you know? And if it's someone internally
I just hang up on them.
Because
I already paid for it, you know?
Right.
Like, you know?
Yep.
And that's why I'm like, exactly. So, one person called and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, and they were like, yeah, we got your website up and running. We just need a one-time payment of $300 to get your first in line on Google up and running. And I'm like, no, I already paid for that.
No.
So.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. So if you get any calls like that again and you can forward any information over, like their phone number or if they give you an email or anything, it would be helpful to us because we could pass it over to our legal team.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, there even was a client of mine that said the same thing you did, but he was only asked for $5. He said they called and said, yeah, we need to update your Google listing and we need an extra $5. So even if someone asks you for $5, that's not
I still wouldn't give it to them, though.
Yeah, but just know you're paid in full. You don't even owe another 50 cents, right? So don't engage in any of that. Right? So, don't worry. I already sent that request over to remove the call tracking number. So they're going to get that result for you today. And then I pushed your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. So be a little bit patient with the process, Mike, because nobody can just flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So all of that legwork is being completed daily behind the scenes. And I'm confident that, you know, come November 10th, you're going to see such a dramatic improvement. You're going to want to continue.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
What was I going to say? On Facebook, I was getting frustrated because it's not just you, you know, get back in the cart. I got Angie leads, you know, sending me quote unquote leads, you know, mm-hmm. and nobody, I get like 5 leads and one of them will even answer the phone, you know, so it's like 1 in 5. The other ones either don't answer or they say wrong number, and I still got to pay for the damn things, you know?
That's the downside of those types of services, you know? A lot of people love them and they get good responses, but most people relay what you did. They're running all over town, bidding on all of this work and paying a high dollar amount for those leads, whether they convert into a job or not. So what you could do is actually, put the leads on pause once this starts kicking in, and you're going to see a much better return on investment here because you'll pay.
That was my entire plan, you know. Yeah. But that's why I was getting frustrated. I'm like, dude, nothing's happening. Nothing, you know. Like I can't even find myself on Google, and it's my phone, you know.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating because that's what I want to do is pause my damn leads, and that's what I've been doing. But then every time I turn them on, they send me like 5 garbage ones and 1 good one. It's like they do it on purpose, you know.
Right.
And it's frustrating because, you know, out the door, you know, all of a sudden, bam, I owe them $300 and I got 1 goddamn job. You know, it's just,
wow.
It's really getting frustrating. And then I'm like, you know, I try and contact you guys and there's nobody to talk to. You know, I sent a message like 4 days ago and now you call, you know, and I'm glad it was you because I actually like you, but.
Oh, thank you. What a compliment.
It's still frustrating, you know.
Whatever.
I'm a new business. I'm not made of money here, you know.
Right. But do me this favor, Mike. If you ever need anything from us, use me as a point of contact. You can always call in, hit 777. It'll come directly to my desk. I can send you my direct email and you could just say, hey, Tina, I'm trying to get a hold of someone for XYZ and I can have someone get back to you. So I'm not, you know, a technician. I don't do the programming, but that way, at least if I can't help you, I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Well,
yeah.
I mean, okay, so is there any way you can send me a link with the people's number or the people's names that I was supposed to add to Facebook? Because I added them and then I, you know, threw a fit and took them back off of Facebook.
Oh, hold on, let me check. I know it's Lydia and Kyle, but let me just double check and make sure.
There was Lydia, Kyle, I couldn't find Lydia. She didn't show up. So it was Kyle, Rotenhaus or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can send you the email again that has the instructions and then
How to do it.
Okay.
I just need the names.
Okay. Who does.
And how does that work? Are they gonna manage my Facebook too, or?
They can.
Who do I send the pics? Because what I'd like to do is I already know how Facebook works. So what I would like to do is manage my Facebook and any pictures and stuff I put on there, they can take them and put them wherever else. On my website and all the other places, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I can put that
That's what would
note
be easy
there.
For me.
Yeah, I'll put a note that that we want.
That way, I'm still managing it, and they can just take the pictures and you know do their job on the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because I already have been building the Facebook one forever, and it'd be nice if I didn't have to I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm dealing with people that don't exist, basically. You know, they're just figments of my imagination, and they're supposed to be doing something in the background. That's where I'm getting frustrated, is like, I don't know, like, you are a person. I can talk to you, but you're not the person doing the work. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You might want to look
at the site that I sent you. I don't know if they put stock photos on here or if they already pulled some images off of your Facebook, but they might have already done that, you know, which is good.
They did. So. Yeah. It'd be cool if there was like a person I could converse with, you know, like those people I'm giving access to my site that I've never talked to them. I'm like, yeah, here, have my Facebook. You know, and I just, weird.
Right. Okay. So I'm sorry about that. I'll tell them to be more hands-on with things like that, because even if you request that, if no one gets back to you, how do you know they're doing it? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, it'd be okay if I can, like, look at, like, if I go and look at my website and my new pictures that were on Facebook are there, then I know someone did something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's very like, okay, you're going to pay for this and you're just going to go on blind faith that it's going to work, you know? And I'm like, that's like with Angie Leeds, I know for a fact it's up to me to make it work. All I can do is try and contact those people and go from there. And like this, I'm just paying for it, hoping that they make me look good enough in this phantom world that I'm going to get calls. You know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, that makes sense. So what I would suggest is once this starts kicking in, start asking people, how did you find, because naturally everything's going to be trashed on the dashboard, so you'll be able to see the activity. But in the meantime, once you start.
I didn't even know there was a dashboard.
Oh, okay. We've been sending you emails along the whole process, and it sounds like maybe you're not getting them. Is it CarhartMike1990@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you check that email, you might want to look in your filtered mail. Sometimes, because we send from a very large Gmail server, the initial correspondence will go in the filtered mail. Once you open one, they'll all start coming to your inbox. But I'm going to send you an email right now that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. And that way, you'll have the login so that you can go on your dashboard and you can look at the results in real time.
Okay.
Yeah, but
keep in mind,
if you do it the old-fashioned way and just ask people, you're going to start hearing over and over, oh, I saw you online, I looked you up on the internet, I found you on Google. You're going to start hearing that more frequently. Right now, there's a Google verification reinstatement that our team is working on for your account. So
they're trying to do what I couldn't.
Right. You added us as a manager, right, to that Google business page. And they've been in contact with our team at Google. They filled out a form. They've been on the phone with them. And Google is to approve the reinstatement, but it can take up to 10 days. So just like I say, be a little bit patient. That's why I'm also applying that extra time on your billing, too, so that you have the full 6 weeks of service, okay?
Okay.
All right, do you want to write the names down for the Facebook, or do you want me to email it to you? What's easier? There's three people that you have to add to that.
It'd be great if you could just send me just those three names. I'm kind of out running around with my son right now. I don't have any way to write anything down. I do, I guess, right here.
Okay. No problem. I'll send you the email that says add us to your business Facebook page, and the three names are in there, Kyle Wollenberg, Lydia Shanks, and Dave Rodecker. But I'll send you that email again just so that you have it, okay?
Okay.
That way you don't have to write anything down. I know you're out with the little one, so. Just okay, good. I found it. Add us to your business page. Instructions. Okay, so you're all good to go. You'll have that in your inbox. So remember, if you have any further questions, just call me directly, and then I'll be able to assist you from there, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Have a nice rest of your week, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.